Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Illinois. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Hannah from Conway, Massachusetts.
How are things in Conway, Massachusetts?
Oh, so beautiful.
I'm so glad. I've spent a lot of time in Massachusetts. I don't know where Conway is. Where is it?
Nobody knows.
Well, don't tell, Hannah.
It's in the Berkshire foothills.
Oh, how nice. Hannah, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
A great place for unadorned food that's not for the timid or prude. At Au Naturel, it's all show, no tell. Because all of the diners are...
nude.
Yes, very good. This week, Paris opened the first ever all-nude cafe. Well, the first one that's intentional. It's called Au Naturel, which is also a good last name for a leprechaun stripper. You check your coat at the coat check, you check your pants at the pants check, and there you go. You enjoy a meal in the buff once you figure out what the hell you tuck your napkin into. Diners report the freedom from clothing allows them to focus on thinking about the meal and who sat in their chair before they did.
Oh, that just sounds awful.
It does sound just terrible.
I mean, yeah. William S. Burroughs, Naked Lunch.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah.
He was like way, way ahead of the curve, and that was not meant to be a comforting idea.
No. They do serve just little mini baguettes. They don't want anybody to feel bad.
The problem I have with all of these has less to do with just, do I want to, you know, sit around with a bunch of new people? He said, I think I'd just be cold. I'd be cold all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, would you even eat alone in your house, nude? Why would you do that?
Here, Hannah, is your next limerick.
More dressing, our customers beg. So our sizing will take up a peg. 5 liters of ranch is a big avalanche. Like beer, it is sold by the...
keg.
Yes.
You are good.
Keg. If you're the kind of person who eats a salad and is upset whenever anything actually crunches, then you will want to check out the Hidden Valley keg of ranch salad dressing. It's perfect when you need to go straight from keg stand to keg sit. And keg lying down in the ICU. It's 5 liters. Of emulsified oily goodness on tap. It's perfect for your next fat party. Here is your last limerick.
I got flowers and one lovely note from a hoofed, horny kid with a tote. Though I'm not a farmer, I think he's a charmer. The flowers were brought by a...
goat.
Yes, very good. It's called a goat gram.
Wow.
When you actually don't care enough to send the very best. For just $100, a florist in Portland, Oregon will send a bouquet of flowers with 2 goats to your door, at which point, if you like, you can feed the flowers to the goats. Seriously, that's part of it. It's like, oh, flowers are nice. I can keep around. Oh, I can give it to these goats who happen to be here. And then
it's a sustainable project.
Yeah, then they'll eat any other flowers you have lying around.
Yeah.
Then they'll eat part of your couch.
Right.
Sending a goat is basically sending an everything is edible arrangement. Bill, how did Hannah do on our quiz?
There you go, Hannah. You won the trifecta, all
Yay.
Three.
Excellent.
Congratulations, Hannah. Thank you so much for playing, Hannah.